This weekend, Rhode Island is going to crown a new Miss Rhode Island USA 2011 at the Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts. Sunday, the big event in Cranston. And the outgoing Miss Rhode Island USA from 2011, Kate, I'm going to get this right, I promise. McKahey, right?
You got it right.
Yes, thank you. She joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kate, thank you so much for making some time. Congratulations on what I'm sure has been a great year for you. It's got to be a bittersweet weekend, right?
Yeah, definitely. This year has been absolutely amazing, and I'm sad, but I'm also so excited to crown the new Miss Rhode Island USA.
Now, what was the one thing about having the crown this past year that surprised you the most? Like, the one thing you really weren't expecting with it?
Well, I expect to be so busy and to really have it be a high profile year, but I didn't know how busy I actually would be. I traveled everywhere from Vermont to New York City to Virginia to Las Vegas to the Bahamas, all since December. So
wow.
It's been a very busy year, but I've loved every single minute of it, and I'm so excited to crown the next girl so that she can have just as amazing of a year that I've had.
Talk about the trip to Vegas, of course. That was for the national broadcast for Miss USA on NBC. That must have been a real thrill, right?
Oh, yeah. The girls and I were out there for about 3 weeks. And we had an absolute blast. We did a bunch of pre-taping and interviewing and tons of rehearsals, but it was so cool. And now I get to say that I have a girl that I know my age, a friend from every single state. So what's cooler than that?
Yeah, no, exactly. Whenever you want to just hop in the car and do a little road trip action or hop on a plane, you got someone to stay with pretty much everywhere. So that certainly works out as well. We're talking with Miss Rhode Island USA 2011, Kate McKahey, here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We're crowning a new Miss Rhode Island USA this weekend. So I'm not going to be at the event this weekend. However, Kate, part of the reason why I have you on the line is because, well, I'm going to be working with the Miss Universe organization, NBC Universal. That's a joint production between them and, of course, Donald Trump. And I'm going to be judging Miss Connecticut USA at the end of the month. And then I'm judging Miss Pennsylvania in December. And Kate, I really have never done the pageant thing before. You know, I think like once when I was 4 years old, my parents entered me in something back home in Buffalo, and I kind of cried in front of everyone. And it was I need tips, Kate. I need help. As a judge, what type of questions should I be asking? What should I be looking for?
Well, I would definitely ask the girls why they want to have the title. Why are they competing for Miss, you know, Miss Connecticut or Miss Pennsylvania USA, whatever the state is. I think that a huge difference between a great title holder and a not-so-great title holder is someone who actually really wants it. So I think that a great title holder is someone who really wants it and knows that she'll do the most with it that she can out of the year. Being a title holder, you have a great opportunity to really be viewed statewide and have a voice, a bigger voice, as if you weren't a title holder,
right,
throughout your year. So, I mean, throughout my year, I know that I volunteered with tons of organizations, and I love to see other title holders do the same and really make a difference in their states and in their communities.
Stay away from the marriage questions, correct, Kate? Probably not a good idea. just joking. Of course. Now, well, I'm going to have a lot of fun with it, of course, and I think it's going to be a good time. It's a great production, and it's a really great thing that you guys do as well, because I know there's a lot of charity involved with it as well. So that's really cool, too. Again, Miss Rhode Island USA 2011, Kate McKahey, she's going to crown our new Miss Rhode Island USA this weekend at the Rhode Island Center for Performing Arts in Cranston. The crowning ceremony, by the way, is Sunday. Kate, congratulations on the past year, and have fun this weekend.
Thank you so much, and good luck with your judging.